The city of New Orleans is now under a mandatory evacuation order. Mayor Ray Nagin yesterday authorized law enforcement officials to force all those left in the flooded city to leave. It's necessary, he says, because fires are breaking out and the water has become a highly polluted health hazard. Joining me now to talk about how the evacuation order will be carried out is Sergeant Mark Mix of the Louisiana State Police. And good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing, Renee?
Fine, thank you very much. And tell us precisely what orders you've been given.
We have been given the orders to attempt to get all the 10,000 remaining residents of New Orleans out of the city. These residents are probably the elderly, the ones who do not want to leave their homes, have never left their homes since this storm passed through, and they also don't want to leave their pets. We're going to go to them, convince them of the dire situation in New Orleans, because they have no idea what's facing them. They don't know about what's in the water. They don't know that the water is not going to leave for the next 30 to 80 days. And they don't probably are not appraised of the situation that they probably won't have electricity for months.
So now you say that it's mostly elderly people who don't want to leave their pets, but elderly. What does that mean then in terms of how you're going to go about this?
Well, what we're finding as we started yesterday is when we arrived at their residences via boat or whatever, and explain to them the situation at hand and how much longer this situation can last, almost all of them were getting in the boats. They had no idea. They thought this was just a bad hurricane, a bad storm, and they would soon have electricity in their homes. When we explained to them the situation of the city is flooded, the telecommunications and the infrastructure is down, they were gladly leaving the city.
Now, we've also, though, been hearing from people, some percentage of people, who are able-bodied, younger. They say, we have nowhere to go. I don't plan to leave my house. I want to protect it. I'm just not going. What are you going to do about them? Are you really going to go up there and hold a gun to them and say, you got to go?
Not at all. Not at all. A lot of these people really don't understand the task that's ahead of the emergency rescue and personnel there. They're not aware of the fires that's seemingly starting in New Orleans with the gas lines and stuff like that. And they're not aware of exactly the task ahead of them.
So what, you're going to just point out the big dangers that they face staying?
Exactly. And most of them, when we explain to them exactly what's going on and how much longer it's going to be for the infrastructure to be built back up, all of them are getting in the boats and leaving.
So what happens if you get down to just a small percentage of people, but given the terrible stories that have come out of this disaster, and you're stuck with trying to make them leave, even if it's just a few people?
If that comes to that, I don't have a crystal ball in front of me. I cannot predict the future. But if, in fact, that situation comes, they're going to be readily available, social workers and all that, to talk to these people. And, you know, we're not going to use force on these people.
So if it comes down to it, there may just be a few people left there in the end.
That is correct. And the public is definitely working with us. Once they appraise the situation in hand, they're definitely leaving their homes.
Right. Well, just one last question. There was word that food would be cut off, emergency relief food would be cut off. Is that going to happen?
Renee, I'm glad you asked that question because that's just one of these rumors that's been floating around. We've been trying to stop for days. Food and water will not be cut off of these people. That is preposterous, and that has never been the intention of law enforcement personnel nor the intention of Mayor Nagin in New Orleans.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us.
No problem.
Sergeant Mark Mix is with the Louisiana State Police.